We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new Perek Mashuach Mechama. The Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim, Perek Chaf, says, Kiseitze la Mechama Alevecha, Ve'reisa Sus Ve'rechev, Am Rabim Chol Oisira Mehem, Ki Hashem Lekech Yimachah Malach Meretz Yisrael. And it says, when you get close to the Mechama, the Kohen comes and talks to the Am and tells them, Shema Yisrael, you are getting close to the Mechama, don't be scared. Then it says, if you built a house and you didn't move in yet, go back home to your house. Or you planted a vineyard and you did loy, which means the first 3 years are arla, and you didn't reach the fourth year. Maybe you're going to die, and someone else will get the fourth year, which they bring up to Yerushalayim, and then the fifth year you eat it regular. Or the third case is you engaged to isha and you didn't do the suin yet. Also go back. Then it says, see what that means in the next Mishnah, Machlekes Tanoim, what exactly that means. And then it says, Tzizok the Mishnah. Mashuach Mechama is the one who is the Kayin, when it says over here that the Kayin talks to the Am. It says, the Mishnah says that is the Mashuach Mechama. He was a special Kayin that was appointed to this job to be the spokesman and the Mashuach Mechama, the one who takes care of the Mechama. So Mashuach Mechama, Shavuot Shadav Elam, Loshon HaKadosh Avi Davi. He's speaking Loshon HaKadosh. Never says in the Pasuk, V'hoi Kar V'cham V'mechama, V'nigash HaKayin, Zeh Kayin Mashuach Mechama, V'dibar Elam, B'Loshon HaKadosh. Speak to the Am, B'Loshon HaKadosh, we'll see in the Gemara what the Makar is, that V'dibar Elam means Loshon HaKadosh. V'amar Aleihem, and he says to them, Shema Yisrael. And it says, you're coming now, Al Oivechem. Shema Yisrael, I'm craving my yom la'mechama, Al Oivechem. What's the significance of Al Oivechem? So, like the Mishnah explains, Al Oivechem, lo achechem. You're not coming now to fight with your brothers. Lo Yehuda al Shimon, lo Shimon al Yamin, Shim Tipul b'Yodam, Yirachmu Aleichem. K'mosh Nema, it says in the Pasuk, in regards to a war that happened between Achaz, and Achaz was the Malach Yehuda, and Pikeach ben Remalio, who was the king of Melech Yisrael, and they had a terrible war. And the 120,000 people from Yehuda were killed. It was a civil war, technically. It was a war between Yidden, and 120,000 Yidden were killed, and 200,000, and Pikeach took 200,000 captives, Noshim and Taf. And he was planning on keeping them. And the Navi, Oided, came to him, and he was Mechiachim. And he said, what are you doing over here, taking all these captives? You're going to keep them for Avodim? And he said, send them back home. And it says in the Pasuk there, that Vayakumu, it says in the Pasuk that what happened, Vayakumu ha'anashim ha'shenikfu b'sheimois, Vayachziku b'shivyu, v'chom ha'rumeyem helbishu, all the unclosed, they closed them, gave them clothes, m'ra shalom, Vayabishum, Vayinilum, Vayachilum, Vayashkum, Vayashkum, Vayahlum, Vachamayrim, Vachal Kaisel, and he put them onto Chamayrim, the people couldn't walk, they couldn't walk themselves. He brought them all back to their brothers in Yerichai. So you see that when there was a fight between brothers, they actually took care of them. They gave them clothing, gave them food, gave them drink, and they sent them back. But you're going alaveichem atohalchem. Shem tiplu b'yadam ein merachm aleichem. If you fall on their hands, they're not going to have rachmanis. You have to fight hard here. This is scary. If you're gonna get caught by the aveichem, they're not going to take care of you. Al yerich levavchem, but don't be scared because Hashem is with you. Al yerich levavchem al tiru v'tachbazu. Zok the Mishnah. Those words are going connected different things of war. Al yerich levavchem peitzal susim. Don't be scared. It's the noise the susim makes when they trample. Tzal susim. Don't be worried about that. When they bang the swords into each other, don't worry about that. Valtiru pre'agafos atrisim. Don't get scared when they bang the shields together. V'shafas hagal kasim. And when the whole army is coming, the noise of the whole army coming. Al tachvazu mikol koronis. Used to blow these trumpets to make noise, make people scared. Don't worry about that. Al ta'artzu play cold svachas. They used to scream also to make it scary. So don't be scared of all that. Why? They're coming with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heim bomb in the tzchoinus of Vasav Adam. They're coming with some kind of power of Vasav Adam. Atem bomb in the tzchoinus of Malkam. You're coming with the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for example, Plishtim bomb in the tzchoinus of Goliath. Plishtim came with the Goliath, with the koyach, where they were relying on Goliath. Ma'ayah Seif Foy, L'Seif Nafu V'Charev. He died b'cherev, but nafal imay b'nei amin, and b'nei amin fell with him. He died, and his nation fell with him. B'nei amin, the same idea. They came with a general. His name was Shoivach. He was the general of Hadadezer, a certain melech. And then we fell with him. You're not like that. Hashem comes with you. It's referring to the Machna Orin. The more we'll elaborate on that. That could have lost on a Heilech. So, Zeh Machna Ha'orin. Adkan the Mishnah, which came into this Masechta, because we said before, Eilu Nemorim Lashon HaKadosh. One of the things of Lashon HaKadosh are the speech of the Mashiach Mechama. And here we're telling us how what they told the Eden before they went out to war. They gave them this whole drasha before they went out to war. The Gemara's going to elaborate on all the parts of our Mishnah. So to Gemara, Micah Amar, what's the makar that's Blasher Kodesh? It says V'diber Elam. We say Blasher Kodesh. Who said Hach Amar? Shenemar. It says here V'diber Lahalanu Omer. It says Moshe Yidaber. Velikim Yenenu Makar. It says earlier in the Torah Moshe Yidaber. Velikim Yenenu Makar. And just like there, it was. Talking about there, the Aseres Hadibris. Malham Lashon HaKadosh, Avkam Lashon HaKadosh. Just like there is Lashon HaKadosh, here also is Lashon HaKadosh, and that's how we know from V'diber Yidaber that this Koyin, when it's Mashmia, these things, it's all Lashon HaKadosh. Tanabonim, Nikash HaKoyin V'diber Lam, Yochel Kol Koyin Shirtzim. Maybe it can be any Koyin you want. Tamalaymar, V'dibru HaShaitrim. It says in the Pasuk, V'dibru HaShaitrim Lamar. It says later on, V'dibru HaShaitrim. Mas Shaitrim b'memuna, just like Shaitrim is an appointed person, Afkayim b'memuna. It has to be, not Stamakayim, it has to be a Kayim that's appointed to this job. Ve'im a Kayim Gadol, maybe means a Kayim Gadol, he's a memuna, he has a job, he's a Kayim Gadol, he's a memuna, he's a special Kayim. So I'm going to know, Shaitrim, Mas Shaitrim b'memuna al-Gabav, just like a Shaitrim has someone who's on top of him, Afkayim b'memuna al-Gabav, the Shaitrim has to answer to someone, so the Kayim also has to be someone he has to answer to. So, Frank the Gemara, Kegel Namik Melech Gabba. Kegel also has someone to answer to. The Melech is higher than him. And for the Gemara, but also Kamar. Someone hired him in his Avodah. Shaita, just like a Shaita has someone hired him in the Avodah. Here also we need that the Kohen has someone higher than him in the Avodah. Vayim is Sgan. So maybe the one who's talking here is the Sgan, not as a special Mashiach Chachamim, it's a Sgan. Because Sgan is a Mamuna, Pashtus. And the Skan also has a Kohen Gadol above him. So we know Skan lav emunahu. Skan has no specific job. The Tanya, Omer Rav Chanina, Skan hakanim lama. What's the Skan hakanim? Skan lama Skan emunah. What's the emunah for? Shem ira by psul the Kohen Gadol nichnas b'sham v'tachtov. Because if a psul happens to Kohen Gadol, he goes in and takes him over. But like Rashi says, I have four lines on the bottom. Avoid shle ira psul koyin gadol ain leskan gedula shaklum. He has no gedula. He's just next in line. There's nothing about him that he's mamuna. He has no special job that he's called the mamuna. He's a regular koyin right now. Just if the koyin gadol becomes tamei or dies, he'll be next in line. But he's not a special mamuna. That Tais says from a few places in Shas where you find that he has a certain job, so he is a mamuna. And Tais says it's not really a job. That's a munim, it's the kahuna, it's a job that sometimes the kahanim are memanahim. And it's like being like a gabai or something, or a shum sarara. But it's not really a mamuna in kahuna. So, like Aponim was saying, the Mashiach Mechama has to be like a shaiter that's a mamuna, it's an appointed job. He's a special kain, he's an appointed kain. And therefore, we're saying this is something called Mashiach Mechama. Actually, Mashiach Mechama has certain dinim, like we had in all the Masechtas, we had in Horus, we had in Nazir. Mashiach Mechama has certain dinim like Kohen Gadol, can't marry Amona. There's certain dinim to this Mashiach Chama. He has a special status. He's similar to Kohen Gadol in some ways. Zog to Gemara Vayit. It's in the Mishnah. V'om Aleim Shema Yisrael. When you start off talking to the Klai Yisrael, you say, Shema Yisrael, Atam Krevim Ayirim Lomar Chama. Why do you start with the word Shema Yisrael? What are we trying to be Meramis? Om Rav Yechanon, Maishna Shema Yisrael, Om Rav Yechanon, Mishim Rav Shema Yichai, Even if you only have this chus that you makayim kriya shema shachris va'arvis, you not be given over to the hand of the enemy, because that alone is enough of a chus. It says more further. You tell them, don't be scared, your heart shouldn't get soft. They speak with him twice, two times when they go out. Echaz b'svar, one right when they're leaving their country. V'achaz b'chama, the other one's right before the mechama. V'svar ma'o oimer, what do you say right when you leave the country? Shimu divrei ma'archei mechama. Listen to the ma'archei mechama, which is the bonabayis or nata kerem ve'ires isha. And the Yerev Rach Levav, Vayorev Rach Levav, that's the whole speech you give when you leave.
That wasn't given by the
Kayin. So it actually was. We'll see later on exactly what it was. We have here three different Lashonis. I'll give a sneak preview of the Gemara Daf Ben Gimel. It says three levels here. It says, V'hoi karvachem el machama v'nigash ha'koyim v'dibra la'om. And it says, Shema Yisrael. Then it says, Al tiro tachbazu. Then it says, V'dibra ha'shoitrim la'om le'ma mi'ash ha'shbonavayis chadosh. Then it says, the Gemara comes out. The first one, the Kohen says it, and the Kohen's Mashmiya. The second one, the Kohen says it, and the Shoytrim spread around the word, the Dibra Shoytrim. The third one, the Yosva Shoytrim, is only the Shoytrim. So the first two are actually the Kohen. It's only the Yosva Shoytrim. But we're not getting specific here who says what. There were speeches done. We're not saying who said what. Actually, it doesn't say Kayin here. It says there were two times that they were given drashas. One when they left the country, other one right before the Bechama. And in actuality, the Pesukim are not in order, Lefidus Gemara, Lefid Rashi. Rashi says, what they said when they left the country was, Bonabai is Chadosh, Menot HaKerem, Ve'ir Zisha, everyone go back. Ve'yori V'rachaleva, you go back. And what it says, then V'chaz, they went back. Which in our psukim is before the psukim of Bonabayis Chadash. And he said, and according to the Gemara here, they said that B'shas T'mechama. So it comes that actually the psukim are not in the exact order, but he said twice he's talked to Klal Yisrael. Once when you left, right where you're leaving your borders, you give the drasha of whoever built the new bayis and Yarev Rachlev go back. And then b'mechama you say ayerech levavchem al tiru of tachbuz v'atartzu why ki Hashem lekechem ha'elichim achem. Now it says ma'o ima ayerech levavchem al tiru of tachbuz v'atartzu. We're going to arbat dvarim shoyt v'chavim oisin magifim, which means they bang with their tresin, they bang with their shields. Umariim, which means they blow trumpets. Tzvachim, they scream. V'raimsim, they take the horses and make noise with the horses by trampling. And then that's what's going connected. Actually, in the Mishnah, a few other things. Rashi says because that part's ikka mechama. That's not part. Those things are just the sound of mechama. The other things, for example, it says tzichzu charava is shvas galgasim. Those things are part of the actual mechama that we don't want to speak out over here. Here we're just speaking out the things that they're doing to scare you, which are what by gifin mariim tzvachim v'ramsim.